Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Before we go talking about the testimonies, I want to share with you from the VFNTV blog, you get to it at VFNTV.com, the top five. What are the top five that you are viewing, that our viewers, we have thousands coming to the VFNTV blog. Of course, the VFNTV blog is kind of takes VFN radio and VFNTV to the next level, where we share about it, or we just have what you heard again, you could share it with others as well. But it has the video of what maybe we're talking about and the audio aspect of it on VFN radio, maybe some stats or resources. And we're trying to keep it up. We're trying to move quick as we can to it. And before that day's out, you're going to have highlights from that that VFN radio program on your phone application, but also even deeper details of it on the VFNTV blog. So the top five, what are the top five VFNTV blogs that you're listening to, our viewers are reading? One is, it's will they put us in jail? Healthcare law. You got it. I mean, this is amazing. Is it amazing? I don't know if you know, that flesh is insatiable. Flesh is insatiable. Even if somebody tells you, you know, all I want is such and such, but if they're wanting that based off their flesh, you can know this, that they're going to want more. It's just a progressive thing. If it's anything to do with darkness or second heaven, which we call, Ephesians 6:12, what we wrestle against with, it's not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness and principalities and evil spirits. It's a demonic thing, but it actually manifests through people who surrender themselves over to it or held captive by it. And so with that, you know, they're going to want more. So when you see somebody who's demanding something with evil motives, understand it's going to get worse. And, you know, originally with the healthcare law, it was stated that, it is just to help people. And that's awesome. I really think we should revamp totally the healthcare system. And we have more about that. We're not going to get into it, but on the VFNTV blog and on highlights, you know, look at God's perspective of healthcare. He cares that we care about healthcare, but he also cares if we turn to the world or turn to government to provide it versus the church rising up and beginning to meet the needs of others. So it's called Will They Put Us in Jail? Healthcare Law. Why? Because they're stating, you'll see firsthand on the blog, you'll see, the congressman asking questions about this new law that's kicked in about 2014, you know, it talks about doctors or anyway, that he asked the question, will the IRS, by the way, and they have 48,000 agents now in the IRS, 48,000, that's like 15 point IRS agents per county or a government-like county in America. There's like 3,038 or 3,033 counties or county-like authorities in America now. And there's 48,000 IRS agents. Now, these are going to be your new insurance agent. They're going to be the ones collecting, in addition to your taxes that they collect now, they're going to collect the tax because Justice Roberts of the Supreme Court says, you know, what healthcare plan is, it's a tax. And the Congress has the right to tax people for whatever they think that needs to be done, and they can do this. And so IRS is the one that collects the taxes. So who's going to be collecting your healthcare premium? Who's going to collect your, it's going to be IRS, you know, it's going to be IRS. And you can find out more about that on the VFNTV blog. That's a number one, because he asked the question, will they put us in jail? Can they seize our property? Can they seize our finances? And can they put us in jail? And they sit there, and you're going to see a video of it, not just an audio. You're going to see their faces asking the question, and you're going to see the response is, yes, they can. Think about it. They can. Oh, my goodness. Listen, we have a few more hours left before we can stand up and say, listen, and we got to do both. It's not going to be right for Christians to stand up and say that healthcare is not an issue. It's an issue. If you've never been sick, you don't know it's an issue. But if you've been sick, if you had loved ones that are sick, it's a huge issue. If you see people that don't have health care. You know, I was in law enforcement for many years, and I saw the indigent care coming into the hospitals. Every day there's people coming into the emergency rooms of America who don't have health care insurance, and they matter. They count to God. They count to him, and they should count to us. And so we should figure all this out. But the question is, are we going to turn to government who's going to put us in jail? And it looks like what we refuse to do by choice, the church, because 97% of the church, according to George Barner with his statistics, of regular church attenders, 97% of them rob God with the tithes and the offerings, which means only 3 or 4% are the ones that are even given to God what's his. Therefore, what the church has refused to do by choice, it looks like God's allowing to be done by force, by taking tax money from the people to be able to take care of people. And you got to see, that's the number one viewing on the VFN TV blog. The second one is buying the image of hard work. You got to see that. That's just totally amazing to watch. You know, people digging up an old pair of jeans of somebody who worked for a living to find out what a pair of jeans looks like, to take a new pair of jeans, to scratch it up to make it look like an old pair of jeans so somebody can pay $400 for it. Think about it. So they can pay $400 for it so they can look like they worked. I mean, we're all into the image, aren't we? Even to the image of work. I just want to look like I worked hard, but I don't want to work hard. The third is, you know, Derek Grice. We're so glad to have Derek Grice with us last week, and he shared about, you know, how somebody he sat beside in a traditional church expression behind her for 5 years. For 5 years now. Think about it. For 5 years. They worshiped together. They sang together. They fell under the power of God together, he says, on the right beside each other, and for 5 years. And he's in the parking lot praying one night, and she calls the police on him. She calls a police officer saying that there's this man, this black male. He's a black male, and she's a white female. The black male looking in the windows of the car. Cars in our parking lot. This is her brother in the Lord. And she called the police on him. Oh my goodness. And it's totally amazing. So it just, you got to see this because you got to hear it, because the very fact is that that's not working. If you can sit by somebody for 5 years, and by the way, Derek Grice is 6'4" in excess of 250 pounds. And he loves God. And he's just a, you can't miss him. But she totally missed him. And you got to see that. That is the third viewing that you guys are hitting up on the VFN TV blog. And we got to deal with a spirit of racism in church. But this is the big thing. This is the thing. Because it's like you have old generation, new generation. This new generation's out right now, don't even see race. But there's still part of us that's the older part of tradition and old wineskin. They see it. And it's hurting the new fruit. And luckily, though, or by God's order, when they called the police officer came out, and both Derek and the police officer was part of what we have been doing in that city. And they were in the wilderness together, one of the Next Step Father and Son camping trips. And he recognized Derek immediately after seeing him with only one encounter as a police officer. And she sat by him in that expression for 5 years and didn't even know him. It ain't working. Find out more about that. You know, that's the number third. Number fourth is, you know, where to start for transformation. That's so important, because here we are talking about all this, and it can't be contingent on anybody else. You can start your personal transformation. The question is where to start? We'll go to the VFN TV blog. It's the fourth viewing there. You know, where to start with your transformation. And finally, the fifth one is four house churches, you know, smaller churches. Started at an inner city school. I talk about that and where it came from. And they saw all the public schools leaving, and the question was, should they leave or not? And the Lord laid on their heart, no, let's start a school ourselves where everybody's leaving. The church can be the light here. And another one aspect of that is two of these churches give over $1 million to missions in 1 year. You got to see. That's the top five of the VFN TV blog.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.